welcome back to Football Extra. It is the turn of Group D, and we are concentrating on two matches in particular. Czech Republic against Turkey, that game live from Lens. We are also building up to the Croatia-Spain match as well, that game that's taking place in Bordeaux. And remember, Croatia and Spain, after tonight's matches, already qualified. Croatia as the best of the third places, if it all goes wrong in this match against Spain tonight.
I think primarily it was the Modric. I think he's the man that makes, as much as they've got a few other players, Rakitic in particular, he's the man, Modric, who makes them tick. You know, he's the man who will sit in front of the back four. He's like the conductor.
Do you think they'll struggle against Spain without Modric tonight? Because that midfield...
Well, it's not as strong. Any midfield that's not playing him is not as strong. But obviously the movement that the Spanish have got is brilliant anyway. But I'm more interested in... I mean, obviously, Croatia is similar to England last night, where they've made... All right, they've qualified.
Yeah.
But they've made five changes. So, again, we're talking about this momentum and whether they're just writing this one off because they're playing against a very good Spain side. You know, and they want the players, but I don't see why they need to unless there's injuries. And obviously, in the case of Modric,
yeah,
there's an injury there.
It's difficult to criticize the coach, no. But when you see Spain 6 points, put as the best 11, they're right.
It's sending a message. It's sending a message to every team that's in this European Championships.
We want to win this.
Of course it is.
We want to win every game that we're involved in. Has there been any midfielder, Deco, in your opinion, in this tournament that's been better than Iniesta?
No, I think he's the best, not just in this tournament, but actually in the last years.
The last few years. Just coming back to the Czech Republic, obviously, one or two changes for the Czech Republic against Turkey?
Well, they've needed a spark, haven't they? I mean, it's been massively important. And now, I've just said, they've got half a chance to qualify. You know, Turkey haven't been great.
Have Turkey been the worst team in this tournament for you?
Probably not, but I think, Switzerland have qualified, and they've not been great. You know, I think there's been a few teams. Turkey have surprised because people were thinking before, and you know they might surprise people.
It's a difficult one with Arda Turan, isn't it, Deco? Because he is the hero for Turkey. We talked about Mario Götze earlier on, playing every game, hasn't been fabulous, hasn't been brilliant. Turan, you could probably say the same thing, you know?
Yeah, I expect more from.
But he keeps getting his starting place.
Yeah, I expect more from this team, and for me, with Russia, they. Both teams that we respect more.